Welcome, my friends, to another episode of Art House Radio. This is episode number 77. I am Troy Ramos, your beloved and annoying host, as always. If it sounds a little strange in here, it's because this room is mostly empty. I am broadcasting live from Battle Creek on East Ave, if you know it. We had an art show last night. Art House had an art show, and I thought it was great. It picked up throughout the night. And, you know, I only decided to do it a week ago. And so I didn't have any time for promotion. So it was pretty much Facebook, you know, social media, and word of mouth. And I thought it was awesome. It was a victory, a success. Lots of people that I met, lots of other beautiful people that I already knew. And I think I made a few connections between those people. It's strange how you see people, because you're the center of your own universe, right? So you go through life and you see everyone, but they don't know each other. You know, like you see somebody at Meijer all the time, and they work, you know, you see them at the checkout or whatever, and then you go to Target and you see that person, but like those two people don't know each other. Then you got to have some sort of event to pull them together. I don't know what kind of event that would be, like some sort of a grocery award thing or like I don't know what it would be. It doesn't matter. The point is that it's really nice to connect things. It's almost like establishing some sort of real life social media where you're making all these connections. I don't want to say I feel like a matchmaker, but I kind of was. I'm just throwing that out there. I'm just trying to spread love. Is there something wrong with that? Do you not like love? Is that why you rolled your eyes when I was talking a second ago? I'm just kidding. Calm down. I drank too much last night, so I'm trying to talk my way out of this. I don't know how you talk your way out of a headache, but I'm going to give it a try. You know what the difference is between history and memory? History is knowing what happened in the past. Memory is asking yourself, what does that which happened in the past have to do with who I am today? That is Avram Enfeld, and that is a quote that I put at the top of my video installation that was here at the show last night, somewhere between Hope and Fear. And, you know, I thought that that was kind of an interesting... this morning when I was thinking about doing the podcast, I thought, well, let's start there and talk about that, because what happened last night, I think, has something to do with who I am this morning. In that I feel really happy that people came out in a city that is great and it's beautiful, and it also makes me angry and frustrated, because a lot of the time people don't come out to things. If you not, and this is going to sound like if you're not from Battle Creek, Michigan, or you've never been here, you can relate to this, because you're probably, I would assume, at least in some regard, unless you're from a big city, because you struggle. You know the struggles of trying to get people to leave their houses. I don't know if this is a modern era thing, like before, say, 1990, was it as hard? I don't think so. Is there a correlation between the technological revolution and sort of making social appearances? If I go downtown here, and this applies to Lansing as well, I think... you go downtown, and there aren't as many people out as there should be. Now, it's true that when you get older, it seems like there's a tougher, you can go out to eat, you can go to a bar, you can go to a movie, or you can go to maybe some other event, like a show or some sort of sporting event. Those are pretty much your four options. Maybe you can go to a park, but like there aren't many opportunities for you to go out and be social. You should add art shows to your list. I just realized that why isn't that more of a thing that people can do? It's perfect because first of all, you don't have to spend any money usually. And it can last anywhere between 30 minutes to 2 hours. You don't have to spend the whole night there. If you go to a bar, you're kind of obligated to pay inflated prices, and you know, drinking is okay, but you know, there are consequences for that. Restaurants, it's once you eat, it's over. Let's just face it, that eating is probably the best thing about life. That and sleeping. Well, it's up there. It's top five, those two things. It's top five. They're top five. Listen to me. I won't win any grammar awards today, I don't think. But again, as I said, too many Guinnesses. See what I said? I just nailed both things in that sentence. But yes, I was nervous about it because I took all week setting up this show and I didn't know who was going to show up. And you take that risk, even in a place that you know that might be in a state where they are used to sort of staying away from things. They're kind of like squirrels, you know. They go run up the tree as soon as something gets a little uncomfortable. And obviously that's not everybody, but there's a lot of that. Like you go to work, you come home, like I don't want to go to this thing, and I got to talk to people. Taken from somebody who didn't like to talk to people younger, in their younger years. I'm still in my younger years, but you know what I mean. I just wanted to stay home and watch TV, and I missed out on a lot of experiences. And I think now I'm probably overcompensating for a little bit by throwing art shows in my house and inviting people to come over and have conversations with me. But I love it. I mean, everybody's interesting to me. It doesn't mean that I necessarily like everyone. Most people I do. I like the overwhelming majority. I don't know that many people that I don't like. Usually if I don't like them, it's just because they haven't figured out their own way of interacting with people without letting their pain come into it. Do you know what I mean? Like if you're talking to somebody and they, you know, they've got a drinking problem, or, you know, they're hurting from some relationship, or they've got a disease or some sort of sickness that they have to constantly think about while they're talking to you, you know, it gets to you. So I understand that, you know. I can't remember who said this, but I try to understand that everybody's going through something that you aren't aware of and you can't relate to or understand. So if you're driving down the road and some asshole cuts you off, as they do, especially in Michigan, or they're tailgating, especially in Michigan, come on, buddy. You know what I'm talking about. Nobody recognizes the bad driving skills in Michigan because you're in it. And take it from, whenever anybody comes from out of the state and comes here, the driving is just off the charts crazy. That's a topic for another day. But let's say they cut you off, and you can do one of two things. You can say, well, fuck this person, or you can cut them back off or flip them off or whatever. But really, you know, they might have a sick kid, or, you know, they're unhappy with their job, or that day they had a really shitty day, or, you know, they're sick themselves, whatever it is. So like, I'm not saying it's excusable what they're doing, but they haven't, and especially if they get in a pattern of that, then it's hard to expect them to behave or find themselves in a sort of energy that is warm and comfortable to talk to and inviting. And I get that. But for the most part, everybody's interesting. And everybody last night was super nice and super interesting. And I love that this sort of thing happened, because when these sort of, events, situations, happenings that are positive occur, then I think that, to go back to the quote, I mean, that does have something to do with who I am today, at least for right now. I mean, in a little bit, I'm going to eat lunch and I'm going to watch a movie or something, or I'm going to take a walk, or I'm going to go ride my bike or something, because it looks like it's going to be nice out today. And it'll fade as time goes on. It'll be something that I talk about, you know, for a long time. Like, oh, remember that one show? Or like, yeah, we just did a show, whatever. But it'll fade. So I guess what it has to do with who I am today is stronger than it will be tomorrow, if that makes sense. And I think that's an interesting thing to think, because in a way, this quote is sort of talking about now, right? Like what's the Eckhart Tolle book, The Power of Now, which I always get. I used to love, I used to dive right into it and think, I want to be in the now. I want to appreciate the now. I don't want the past to affect the future. I just want to be in the present if possible. And I remember the composer and philosopher, John Cage. If you don't know John Cage, you should look it up. Who said, if we could free ourselves of memory, then our lives would be better, because we'd always be tourists wherever we were. And if you're on vacation, or you are touring up north, or you're going to New York or London or Mexico City, whatever it is, you're excited because it's something different and you feel like you're alive and you get to explore things and see things for the first time, or see things that you haven't seen in a long time. And you're learning about the place around you, but you're learning something about yourself too, right? And it's not the day-to-day. So if you can become a tourist and free yourself from memory, then you can enjoy your life maybe a little bit more, I think. But there's a counter-argument to that. I think that the counter-argument is, what about people with dementia? I mean, they're living in the now, right? Alzheimer's? Are those the same thing? I apologize. I should know that. I don't know. They're both, but they both affect memory, I believe. At least one of them does. I'm just going to throw out 10 diseases, and one of them is going to be the one I'm talking about. I'm an idiot. Okay, so yeah, what about that? That seems really scary. I heard somebody describe dementia or Alzheimer's once. I don't know if this was a person who had it, or if this was a person who thinks that this is how it is, but like, you could be in a room eating breakfast and talking with someone, and then you close your eyes, and then all of a sudden you're taking a bath, and then like 30 seconds later you close your eyes, and then you're asleep, and then you close your eyes, and then you're in a restaurant, and then you know what I mean? Like, you just wake up places. And I thought, that's so fucking scary. It's like, if you haven't seen Lost, it's kind of like that. Remember that time in Lost? If you haven't, this show was over a long time ago. I'm not going to do a spoiler alert for this, but you can fast forward a little bit. But if you haven't seen it, it's a great show, by the way. But they got in the middle of it. I think it was around the middle of the series, where they were flashing forward and flashing back, and they couldn't control it. Like, they were just walking, and all of a sudden, boom, 10 years ago, boom, they're ahead. They didn't know what was happening. They were that seems like the scariest thing in the world, to not be able to control what dimension you're in or what time period you're in, to be able to time travel, which is essentially what you're doing when you have Alzheimer's, isn't it? You're time traveling because you don't remember how you got to where you were, and you're waking up in places. That doesn't make the now seem that appealing, Eckhart Tolle and John Cage. I don't remember my point here. My point was that I try to be in the now, but I don't want to free myself completely from memory. I want to remember things like the show last night. I want to remember, the first time I had sex. Well, I don't remember that, but you know what I'm saying. The good times. And you remember the less good times, the less better times, the betterless times. You remember the betterless times when you want to make sure you don't repeat those mistakes, or you want to learn from that pain, because success can come from failure, right? So it's a good thing to remember. You'll be making the same mistakes if you free yourself from memory. And this is turning into an anti-John Cage episode. I don't mean that. I love John Cage. He's worth checking out for sure. But I guess it's pretty much a balance, like everything else, isn't it? Like, does what you have to do, that which happened in the past, have to do with today, who you are today? Well, it's a balance. It has to do a little bit with it and not a lot. You have to move forward. You know, it's always a happy medium. Cheesecake is great, but you want to pace yourself. That's the theme of this episode. Cheesecake and, well, let me think of another cake. Cheesecake and, you know what I really like that I haven't had in a long time? Red velvet cake with white frosting. I think that could be my birthday request from somebody, assuming I'm not alone at the time, which is very possible. It'll be a red cake, white frosting blues. Oh, okay. Listen, this is a short episode. I haven't done one in a couple weeks because I moved out of Lansing last week. Very sad. I did live tweet it. I went live on Twitter video as I walked out of the house for the last time. So if you missed that, you can still watch it if you want. It's okay. It's not like the most exciting 4 minutes of your life. You know, if you have a choice between that and say a David Lynch film or a Christopher Nolan film, watch Christopher Nolan or David Lynch. That's what you want to do. But yeah, I moved out of there. Actually, it was this week. Oh my. What a week. It's been a long one. I don't even remember what's going on. But I switched and I'm on my way to Detroit. But I'm also taking a vacation to Portland. So if you're in Portland, Oregon, and you're listening to this, I'm going to do a couple episodes out there. They're not going to be live. They're just going to be me probably walking around or something like that. But if you listen to this and you know me, you should message me and we'll hang out and get a beer and talk about old times and the universe and whether we've been visited and panspermia. Do you know what panspermia is? I think that's what it's called. And I think it's the idea that life started, or there was life that started, not the only life, from an asteroid, like it was, or a comet, like it was frozen in the ice, it hit the earth, and then boom, panspermia. Always with the sperm. I guarantee it was a male doctor who called that. It's like, yeah, we're going to call it panspermia. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Listen, I want to thank everyone. If you're listening to this and you came out to the show last night, or you follow Art House in any way, thank you for coming out to the show last night. It was great to have you. I hope that you'll come to other ones. We have another one in May. It'll be in BC again. It'll be downtown. We do look at going to Detroit, and we'll maybe Portland, maybe LA. We've talked about that before. We have Art House peeps. They're not staff, but they're just part of the organization who live in other places like LA. And we talk about doing a show out there. Art House is something that sort of follows us and me around wherever I go. And so it's not something that belongs to just one place. I didn't know where to put the just in that sentence. I tried three different times, and I think the last one was the right one. Let me know if it wasn't. At Art House 43, that's Instagram and Twitter, facebook.com/arthouse43. Very heartwarming to see all the people who came out. I hope you come to the other things. I hope you had a good time. If there's anything that, you know, you'd like to see added or nixed, that's not a word, please just write me, send me a message or whatever. But I hope that you had fun, and I think these will get better. Like, we will get some sort of a network going, and then we really want to have the people from different cities come down. You know, I didn't have anyone from my Lansing friends come down, and everybody's busy. It's a Saturday night, I get it. And they'll come to the next one. A lot of people said, let me know that they couldn't come to this one, but they would to the next one. And I want to see more of that. I want to see Lansing and Battle Creek connect. Why in Kalamazoo and Grand Rapids and Detroit, you know, we should be hanging out together. You know, it doesn't have to be everyone on its own. It's sort of like the idea in About a Boy, right? Then you can't be an island. You got to have some sort of connections. You got to have other islands at least. And so cities are kind of like people. Like, why does Lansing have to survive on its own? Why does Portland have to survive on its own? Like, can't San Francisco and Battle Creek get an art show together? Well, that would be something, huh? Let's do that. Like, what are, there are no boundaries. Everyone thinks it's weird how we get in that period, that state of mind where we talk about not having any boundaries within a boundary. So why not have an art show in multiple cities, which is something we have talked about doing, like taking the show on the road, like the show goes on tour. If you're an, you know, by the way, if you're an artist and you want to be involved in something here, you know, I could put some pictures up online, or you want to maybe be a part of the show, send me something. I'll take a look at it and, we'll see what we can do. So we look forward to having, everyone to the next one. I'm going to let you go, and, I hope you enjoy your Sunday and this upcoming week. I will, get back to the regular, podcast life here, now that I've sort of settled in a little bit. I'm about to go on vacation, but, you know, it's, I've living out of a suitcase again, but that living out of a suitcase or being sort of transient is, can be like a structure. But before, I was transitioning. So the transition period is about over, and I'm ready, and I'm going to have some guests. Some of the people I met last night are going to be on the show. And that'll be coming up. I'll have some Portland friends on there. I'll have some other people coming up. And I think we're just going to keep plowing on with this podcast. Like, I started out calling this season two. I don't know. I'm just going to keep going. I'm feeling it. I hope you're feeling it. I thank you for listening. We see the downloads, and I love that you listen, and I love you. How about that? You should send me a message. You can go to arthouse43.com. You can listen there. You can also, you know, send me some sort of a love note if you want, or a hate-filled rant, of course. That hasn't happened yet, but it could happen. I mean, it's what people do sometimes. All right, I'm going to get out of here. I am going to see you in episode 78. I'm going to do a Pop Culture Fridays this week. I'll have another episode up maybe on Wednesday. Get back to the normal Wednesday-Friday routine if I can. Thank you for listening, and you remember, you can go to arthouse43.com and click on donations and make a contribution if you'd like. I mean, we are not a nonprofit. We're an LLC, so we function sort of on anything we can generate and the generosity of people like you. Creative projects are never free, so any support you could give would be greatly appreciated. Okay, go forth, my friends, and enjoy your life. You never know when it's going to end, and hug those people around you and be open to the new people that come into your life so that you can hug them as well. Make it a hug fest. All right, until next time, friends.